What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around the house and eats but doesn't do any work?
It hangs around the house and eats and doesn't do any work.
It doesn't hunt rabbits or...
It's a dog, for one thing.
Uh-huh. But what do you call that kind of dog?
Well, there's different kinds of dogs.
Now, suppose you had a dog that was real good at never let the children go out play in the road. Mm-hmm. And suppose you had another dog that was good for hunting. Mm-hmm. But then you had a third dog, and all that dog did was sit around the house and eat. How would you tell the difference?
Well, the difference in the names of the dog.
Uh-huh. Some dogs are good dogs, and
right.
Some dogs are...
That's right. And some good for nothing.
Okay, thank you. That's what I need you to tell me.
Yeah.
What do you have... What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
What do I have a name for?
What do you call that sound made by the horses at feeding time?
Well, I've had them to, they would paw at feeding time if you didn't feed them.
Uh-huh, but what are they, that noise that they make?
That's right, it's a horse, he'll whick them.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a mule, he'll holler, like a mule usually holler if you ever hear one.
No, do they holler?
They'll holler. I've had them to holler in the field when mealtime. You didn't bring them to the house.
And then horses do what?
They'll whick them.
Okay. What do children call the bone shaped like this that they like to play with from a chicken?
That's a wishbone, ain't it?
What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Well, that's hay.
Mm-hmm. But say it grew and you cut it and then it grows again. What would you call it the second time?
That's the second crop.
Thank you. What do you call corn? What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Uh-huh. What else? Other kinds?
Cornbread is all I know.
Did you ever hear of a hoe cake?
That's right. Hoe cake is the way you cook it. You can cook it hoe cake or you can bake it.
Uh-huh. Well, could you tell me, did you ever hear of a corn pone?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference between those three, cornbread and...
Corn pone. Well, you bake that pone and then you cook it in a different shape.
Uh-huh. And what about the bread?
The bread is the same.
And what about the hoe?
The hoe cake, now it's just patted out on a baker. And that pone, it's made into pones. If you want three pones or...
What's a pone?
The pone, the pan, you can make as many pones in the pan as you want to, small or large.
What's a pone look like?
Pone looks kind of boat fashion. You ever seen a boat?
Yeah.
That's keen at each end. That's the way you make a pone.
What other things are made from cornmeal and fried in deep fat?
From cornmeal? Well, grits. That's made from corn.
Uh-huh. What about what you eat with fish, you know, when you fry them up in deep fat, made out of cornmeal?
That's hush puppy.
And how do you make those?
Well, you put a little grease in them and make them in little rolls and fry them. Then they look like fish when they're brown.
How about something that you boil with greens?
Well, you boil greens with pork.
No, from cornmeal.
From cornmeal? Well, you don't boil anything with greens from cornmeal.
Do you ever have dumplings?
Yes, ma'am. You have dumplings with young greens.
Uh-huh. How do you make those?
Just a little grease and make them in little patties. When your greens get about done, drop them on top of the pot.
Uh-huh. What do you call them?
Call them their cornmeal dumplings.
Okay. Could you tell me the name for cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
That's ash cake.
Do you eat that?
Yes, ma'am. I have eaten many of them.